This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Joined now on our live line by Captain Mark Kelly, the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate seat here in Arizona, vacated by John McCain, and the challenger to City and Republican Senator, appointed Senator Martha McSally. Captain Mark Kelly, good morning to you. How are you, sir?
I am good, Zach. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning. Looking forward to a few topics of conversation. We'll fit in as much as we can. Definitely want to talk about some of the issues you've talked a lot about on the trail, including healthcare, education, the environment here, as we're now under a week to the election. Of course, the big news here at the top of the week, Mr. Kelly, is the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Many Democrats are now advocating after the election that the Supreme Court should be expanded and packed. Vice President Biden just recently said that he will establish a bipartisan commission should he be elected to look at Supreme Court reform. Are you in favor of expanding the Supreme Court? What would a Senator Mark Kelly vocalize about this issue should you be elected?
Well, Zach, I did make it clear that I thought it was a mistake to rush through a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court when we're a week away from an election, and we should have waited. Next president, next United States Senate in January the nomination could have happened, and the hearings then, that would make sense. But that's not what occurred. I don't think when one party does something that's irresponsible, that the other party should follow up with something similar. So I am not in favor of that. I would like to see Washington work and get back to a place where it functions in a normal manner. And we haven't seen that for some time.
Is there any reform to the Supreme Court, since you answered so quickly, that you would like? Should Vice President Biden become President Biden in a few days? Is there any Supreme Court reform that you would advocate for, or is this just not a topic that's that is as important to the work that you're hoping to get done in other areas?
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, Zach. Is what is concerning Arizonans is we have a public health crisis that spurred an economic crisis, and Washington has failed at every turn. We knew this airborne was dead. This virus was airborne and deadly in February. We didn't have a plan then. The administration still doesn't have a plan. We've got rising infection rates. We have high unemployment. We have a lot of Arizonans trying to get by on $240 a week of unemployment assistance. That doesn't work. And the United States Senate has gone on vacation four separate times, but they could rush through an appointment. I mean, I'll look at proposals, but I think it's incredibly important. The United States Senate especially gets back to a point where they can work in a bipartisan way to solve some of these challenges that we're facing. And we just haven't seen that from the leadership in the Senate. And we haven't had the leadership we need in the White House as well.
We're talking with Captain Mark Kelly this morning, of course, the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate seat here on the ballot in Arizona. Many of would-be progressive colleagues in the House and Senate, I see, would be, should you sit in this seat in the coming days, many of your colleagues in the House and Senate are taking a progressive tack on health care. This has been an important issue to you and has come up even in debates with Senator Martha McSally. One of the big things you've talked about is adding a public option to current private options. Senator McSally came back and said, well, really, that's a way to get rid of private health care. The majority of Americans still want a private option. They want their private option if they like it. Would a Senator Mark Kelly look to move towards a Medicare for all, a lesser and lesser of a private option system, more towards a public option?
No, I don't think we can take away health care from 156 million Americans who currently get it through their insurance. So in this case, I agree with Senator McSally on that. But I think there should be a public option that can compete with private insurance on the healthcare exchanges. So there's some competition to bring costs down. Healthcare costs too much. Premiums, deductibles, copays, prescription drugs. And Senator McSally has been in Washington, D.C. for 5 years, and on four separate occasions, she voted to eliminate or undermine those protections that people have if they have a pre-existing healthcare condition. There's 2.8 million Arizonans that fall into that category. And we were talking about the Supreme Court nomination and it being rushed through. That's also about healthcare, because in just a couple weeks from now, there's a case in front of the Supreme Court that would overturn the ACA and take away those protections. So we've got to find better options for more people to get access to health care. I am not in favor of, you know, some folks in even in the Democrat Party in the United States Senate of going in the other direction.
Captain Mark Kelly, our guest here for the next few minutes. And again, thank you, sir, for your time here. Just less than a week to Election Day. It's a real gift here in Southern Arizona to get to hear from you one last time, at least on this show and station. You've made climate change and the environment an issue of your campaign. It's clear on your website. And of course, on the Democratic side, this conversation, a lot of the air in the room is taken up by the Green New Deal, which is a pretty sweeping idea of legislation that includes some environmental things and some not. It's estimated on the low end to be $50 trillion, even as high up to $100 trillion. Are you in favor of the Green New Deal, or do you like parts of what's mentioned but not the legislation proposed? What would a Senator Mark Kelly do with regard to the environment and climate change?
Well, Zach, I am not in favor of the Green New Deal, and I'll tell you why, and it's because a lot of stuff in that proposal has nothing to do with climate change. And I think you can see there's a theme here that on a lot of issues, I don't agree with a lot of folks in the Democratic Party in the United States Congress. I think what's important is we elect people that are willing to work across the aisle to try to solve some of these challenging problems we face. And climate change is one of them. I remember the first time I saw our planet from the space shuttle in orbit after the engine shut down, you're going 25 times the speed of sound and you see this big round ball and you suddenly realize that we are all in this together. And we've got no place else to go. And climate change is an issue for Arizona. It affects, I mean, it's hot, really hot in parts of Arizona already. And we've seen record heat. Now that is, you know, often attributed to weather, not necessarily climate, but the temperature is increasing. It's going to affect our water supply and other things. And there are smart things we can do that the government can do that can move us towards a more renewable energy for, you know, electricity on the grid. And that can really benefit the economy and jobs here in Arizona. So we could work to bring down the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, start to bend that curve, and at the same time, improve our economy.
Captain Mark Kelly, we've got you for right about ticking around 4 minutes or so here. And I heard an interview with you the other day where you talk about making education a priority. And I wanted to ask you what that means. A recent ASU study has said that the state is about $4 billion a year behind in terms of what it should be spending on education, both secondary and higher education. Of course, in Arizona, Proposition 208 is on the ballot and is a hotly contested issue. When you say making education a priority, what does that mean?
Well, so we are 45th in teacher pay, 47th in per pupil spending in K-12 education. It's not an investment in our future. Now, this is largely a state issue, but where the federal government can have an impact on K-12 education is through Title I funding, which is the funding that goes to schools that don't have the budget to provide the best education possible. And I think every kid in our state and our country should be able to get a good public education. I'm the product of public schools. It's an investment in our future. I think it would be a good idea to triple Title I funding. That would help the schools that are most economically, you know, challenged with their budgets. And I often think that there's not a better investment that a state can make, and not only in K-12 education, but in higher education, which includes technical education and community colleges. We need a well-educated workforce here in our state so we can attract companies and we can grow the economy.
Captain Mark Kelly here. As we leave this segment together, likely our last conversation again before the election, Arizona's registration in terms of voters is about a third R, a third D, and a third I, which I didn't realize before getting ready for this conversation. Something that I'm sure you know very well. A lot of both Democrats and Republicans were unsure of the kind of senator that they would get with Kyrsten Sinema, who would be your counterpart. Certainly, a lot of Democrats thought she might be a bit more progressive than she's been. What is your clear assessment to voters? What kind of senator would Mark Kelly be?
I'm going to be somebody who's going to be really trying really hard to work across the aisle like John McCain did, like my wife Gabby did. I'm not running to be a Democrat senator or a Republican senator. I'm running to be an Arizona senator. And I was a registered independent 2 years ago. I think it's incredibly important that we are able to try to solve these problems as a team, because some of the problems that our country faces are really hard to fix and hard to solve, and they're very complicated, and I don't think any one party can solve them. It's going to take both parties coming together, working across the aisle to come up with solutions. And I feel that I can bring my experience as a combat pilot, as an engineer, as an astronaut, trying to solve and do some hard things with a diverse group of people to the United States Senate to help solve some of these problems. But I can only do that if people vote. So if folks are listening out there and they haven't voted yet, if they have a mail-in ballot, it's important to drop it off at a polling place. It's too late to stick it in the mail, and have a plan on election day if you're not going to vote before.
Captain Mark Kelly, Democrat for U.S. Senate. MarkKelly.com is your website. Captain Kelly, thank you so much for your time this morning. Best of luck to you in the coming days. Stay safe and stay healthy out there.
You too, Zach. Thank you very much. And love to come on some other time, too, after the election.